Welcome to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. It's the money show about you, your retirement, and the financial plan to get you where you want to be. Pete and John are co-owners of Beacon Capital Management, a financial advisory firm serving Middle Tennessee retirees and pre-retirees for over 18 years. They're the authors of four financial books, and you've seen them on Fox Business, CNBC, Forbes, Yahoo Finance, and News Channel 4. This is Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson, the show to help you retire well.
Welcome to another edition of Beacon Retirement Strategies. My name's Pete Benson, and I'm here with John Maxson. We're the founders of Beacon, and we're going to be your host today. We look forward to a great show. Title of our show today, Do You Have Enough Money to Retire? Wouldn't that be nice to know? If it was just cut and dry and you could put a bow on it and you could just know very simply, that would be great, because a lot of people would like to retire, but they don't feel like they're ready. And today we're going to go over seven steps that are going to help get you closer to that place where hopefully you feel like, okay, this is something that maybe I could consider. So great show and great topic, and I think you're going to really, really get a lot out of this. So we're going to talk about these seven steps, and we all feel like we'd love to retire, but we'd like to retire, but how do we really know when to? And then, you know, how's inflation and the stock market going to impact that? And will I have to keep working at something into retirement? All these questions, John, we get all the time from folks, and we're going to help them be able to answer this by the end of the show. So I'm excited. I don't know about you.
This is literally probably the single biggest question on the boomers' mind, which are 70 million strong almost in America, retiring 10,000 a day. Mm-hmm. And that is their overwhelming biggest question, is do I have enough money? Mm-hmm. Can I retire and really enjoy delaying gratification, saving for the future for what could be a very long time, hopefully is a very mm-hmm. long time. So step number one, Pete, it really starts with the basics, and that is understanding yeah. what your current financial position is. You know, it's interesting. Many people think they know what their financial condition is, their current financial condition. But when we do analysis and we really walk them through a bunch of exercises, they really don't know.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, you may be asking, how in the world can I really know? And what kind of things do I need to gather together to get the answers to really understand where am I at right now? And where do I need to be? So we can help you with this. So understanding your current financial position, ask yourself questions like, what assets do you own that can be used to fund retirement? And how about, how much do you plan to spend in today's dollars? And then you have needs and you have wants. So fast forward to retirement, and what are the things that you have to pay on that are part of your budget? And then, you know, you want some fun money. So how much is going to help you have the kind of retirement that you want? And maybe $4,000 a month needs to help pay the bills. And maybe $2,000 a month is what you want to use to kind of travel and play golf or do other activities, that kind of thing. What kind of lifestyle do you want in retirement? And for some people, John, we've met that, you know, $5,000 or $6,000 gave them all the retirement they ever dreamed of, and they're very happy with that. And then I've run into people that $12,000 or $15,000 a month is like, well, that's the bare minimum I need, and I'm not even sure if that's going to get me to where I need to go. So, and then you got to ask, well, if you have this income coming in, how long will that sustain you? And is it important that I leave money for my children and grandchildren? All those things are really important questions to get answered. And if, folks, you don't know what the questions are and how to get to those answers, we can help you do that.
Yeah, we sure can. And one of the ways you can do that is a free download that we have at beaconcm.com. You go to Helpful Resources, and then there's a bunch of free downloads. This one in particular, to answer this question, there's a download called the Retirement Income Planning Checklist, and it's going to give you sort of a guide where you can start to answer some of these questions and really understand your current financial position. Well, if you're just now joining us, we're John Maxson and Pete Benson here at Beacon Retirement Strategies, and today's topic is, do you really have enough money to retire, and can you know that? Step number one, Pete, we talked about understanding your current financial position. Step number two is a little bit harder, but it's certainly something you need to do, and that is estimating what your life expectancy is.
Yeah, and I mean, you may be throwing up your hands, hopefully not while driving, but you may be throwing up your hands saying, how in the world can anyone know that? Well, at least we have to look at the averages and everything. And, you know, I think most of us can kind of look at our own family and what's been traditional. You know, in my wife's family, longevity is part of their kind of DNA. And her, my wife's mother is 96 years old. Her dad died at 93. The mom, who is 96, her brother died at age 100. And both of her grandparents on one side were over 94 years old. So longevity is there. In my family, a lot of people died in their 70s. And so, you know, it just really, I think that factors into it, but it's no guarantee. So I think it's safe to look at, you know, the fact that according to the Social Security Administration, there's a 30% chance that men will live to age 92 and women to 94, even in almost average situations. And families need to ensure that their portfolios, if they're going to retire in their early or any time in their 60s, John, that their portfolios would sustain them for 20 to 30 years.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't realize that. People are living a lot longer, and they're living with a higher quality of life because healthcare has had advancements. People tend to live a lot healthier, eat a lot healthier. So for your life expectancy, you really do need to take your health, and of course anything can happen. And kind of like you said, Pete, the family history, I think that's really, really important. You're going to want to be thinking about that anyway, because you've also got, as you enter this stage of life, Medicare planning. You're going to want to talk about long-term care. You at Beacon, we're a full-service financial planning or advisory firm. So, for example, Medicare and Social Security choices are a part of our overall planning process with clients. And, you know, honestly, Pete, when it came to Social Security, Medicare, those are things that we never really wanted to handle because they're government programs. They're not really well run in a lot of cases. But we did always have the goal and the desire to be a full service firm, meaning what that means to us is that we're really able to help people with anything that really impacts their financial lives. And if you think about it, having a guy on our staff like we do that does Medicare and Social Security or helps our clients with that is a huge advantage, because when people first go to retire, typically two of the immediate and most major decisions that they've got to make are, what do I do about Medicare, and when should I take Social Security to get the most out of it for me and my family? So those are two really important things as you get ready to address these questions.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, the first thing is understand your current financial situation, and if you need help with that, certainly we're happy to give input. And then secondly, estimate your life expectancy. Well, we'd love to get to know you and your unique goals and values and take a look at your retirement plan and, again, come around you and just guide you to at least understanding, are you ready now? Would it take another couple of years? Are you 5 to 10 years away from retirement? There are ways to know, and it's not just about your money. It's also about, you know, your estate planning, and as John said, Medicare, Social Security, and that kind of thing. But one of the main things that you really need to consider as you're getting closer to retirement is looking at your risk tolerance. Should it be based the same as it was when you were 20 years from retirement or back in your 30s and 40s, or, you know, should you dial it back some? And do you really even know what your risk tolerance is or what your risk score is? Well, we'd love to be able to help you discern that. So there's a comprehensive analysis that we take of your current retirement plan. We show you exactly where you stand in the current economy. This will help you understand exactly what your risk exposure is, and if you are paying hidden fees and other things, potential income gaps and all that. We'd love to be able to help you with that, but you need to take a step and reach out to us.
Yep. So if you've saved at least $250,000 for retirement and want to learn more about the unique opportunities you may have in this market, give Beacon a call. Our number here is 615-488-9303. That's 615-488-9303 for your free portfolio risk analysis. Well, on today's show, we're helping you answer the question, do you have enough money to retire next? We'll talk about how to mitigate risk as you approach or you get ready to retire. Stick around. We'll be right back.
This is Beacon Retirement Strategies, and if you're ready to retire with confidence, call right now, 615-488-9303. That's 615-488-9303.
Welcome back. I'm Pete Benson here with John Maxson. You are listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies. We have a great show topic today. When in the world are you able to retire, and how do you know if you're able to retire right now, or is it many years from now? Understanding the answer to that question is probably on the minds of everyone listening to today's show. So we're excited that you're here. And in the first segment, we already talked about step number one, and that is really understanding where you're at financially right now, really getting a clear picture. And I would say that most people that come in to see us, they don't really know what they need to know. And they have no idea whether they're 2 years away from retirement, 5 years, or 20 years away. And so we can help you do that. And then the second part of that, the second thing that we covered was estimating your life expectancy and knowing exactly, you know, how long your retirement likely will last. And some people are estimating that, you know, maybe they'll only need their money to last 10 to 15 years, but what if it's 30? So there's some things that you need to understand there. And then, John, number three is, drum roll, consider when you want to retire and where your income will come from. Keyword being income.
Yeah, income's a huge issue for so many people. And for a lot of folks, as you get into retirement, maybe not with all of your investments, but with most people, they're going to shift to low-risk investments as the retirement years get closer, or certainly as they get into retirement, because at that point, you're not getting a paycheck. And so your income from your savings, unless you can live off Social Security and or a pension, which, you know, maybe there's some people that can do that, but not many. Pensions, you know, have gone away in large part. You need to really think through this income strategy. And that's one of the things, Pete, that we really pride ourselves on at Beacon is putting together written income plans. Mm-hmm. You know, statistics tell us that over 80% in some surveys of people live in fear of whether or not they're going to have enough income to get them through retirement. And that's really a shame, because the tools are out there to really address this issue. But income is something absolutely that needs to be addressed as people get close to or in retirement.
Yeah, and so one of the helpful tools that we have is a retirement savings calculator. I invite you to go to askbeaconnow.com. And again, that's askbeaconnow.com. And we have a brand new, at least to us, that we've put together, savings calculator that we feel will be great and easy to use for you. And we'd love for you to go there and plug in your numbers. And really, you can do that in less than a minute. It's going to tell you how long that money will last, factored in for inflation, all kinds of things. So again, what you do is you go to askbeaconnow.com and look for that retirement savings calculator, and it'll help you make informed decisions, and especially related to your income. And again, one of the things to understand there, if you're going to figure out your income, is where is it going to come from and what are the sources? Do you have real estate income? Do you own some properties? Is there a pension? What about Social Security and how you're going to maximize that? And all the different areas and things. And then what are you going to still owe on? What's your debt likely to be when you enter retirement? Some people enter retirement debt-free, and I would say that there are many a high percentage of people that still have some debt on a car, on a home, on a boat, on a something. And you know what? They've retired quite well because of their income. So again, it's not that you have to be one or the other, but understanding what that is. Well, another thing John and I did years ago, we wrote a book called Money Enough for Life. And we'd love to be able to send you a copy of that for free. And so literally the title of that book is kind of the title of today's show. How do you know if you have money enough to last you for the rest of your life? That's how you know if you're ready to retire or not. So text the word book, B-O-O-K, to this number, 615-488-9303. 615-488-9303. And we'd love to mail you a free copy of that book. If you're just now listening to us or joining us, we are Beacon Retirement Strategies. I'm Pete Benson. I'm here with John Maxson. It seemed like years and years ago, people worked for a company and they got a pension, but there was no such thing as IRAs or 401ks. It was all income. It was pension. They loved it because it was guaranteed income for life no matter what. And so they could really design their retirement based on that. Then it seemed like companies kind of moved to the middle and they would do less of a pension, but it was still there. And then they would do some growth money, which is a 401k or IRA. And now it seems that the pendulum has swung. So the pensions have gone away and now it's all in IRAs or 401ks. But what was kind of the perfect scenario? Well, it was that middle ground. People needed income, but people also needed access to monies that they could use for other things. And so what we do at Beacon is we design a portfolio that we take part of your money and place it into something that we can create a pension for you that you can continue to get that guaranteed, reliable, sustainable income as long as you live, but also have some growth money. So you can literally create, and we can help you create that perfect situation where you have money, if you will, growth money, and money for down the road, for the next car, for spoiling the kids, going on a trip and so on, and then that money that you know is reliable to come in to help sustain you from month to month. So again, that's the perfect scenario. We'd love to show you what that looks like. And the best way to do that, John, is for them to come in for the income analysis.
Yeah, that's right. Because we understand how the uncertainty of everything going on in the country and the world adds to the doubts that you might be feeling or the worry that you have about your retirement funds. At Beacon Capital Management, we're here so that you can feel confident and you can have clarity on your income plan. So creating an income plan is full, really, of complicated choices, like when we claim Social Security, how to do that. What's the best option for your Social Security when you take it? How about a pension? Do you have options? If you have a pension, there's lots of options there. How do you keep your taxes low? And how to leave everything, if anything's left, to your loved ones with the least amount of tax possible, which is not always easy, but it is very doable, Pete.
Yeah, do you know if your current retirement plan solves all those problems? If not, then you could be exposed. So we'd love to help you find the holes in your plan by using what we call the financial plan checkup. This is where we'll run a stress test on your current portfolio, find cracks in that, and find out exactly what you need to do and answer the questions, those nagging questions and worries that you have. We'd love for you to give us a call for the free income analysis at 615-488-9303. There's no charge, no obligation at all. And this is the most thorough check that we can give for your portfolio. So again, all you need to do is pick up the phone. Dial this number, 615-488-9303. Again, you can connect with us at 615-488-9303. There is one very important part of your retirement plan that sadly most people either overlook or they put far too much weight in, one or the other. They go to extremes. We're going to continue to help you determine if you have enough money to last for the rest of your life. All that and more coming up right here on Beacon Retirement Strategies.
Thanks for listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies. Are you concerned about higher taxes taking a bite out of your retirement savings? Well, we've developed a great free resource titled The 4 Steps to Save on Taxes in Retirement. It's a free digital download and it's available by calling 615-488-9303.
Welcome back to Beacon Retirement Strategies. Pete Benson here and one of your co-hosts, and John Maxson. He is the other co-host, and we're glad to be able to share some great ideas with you about answers to this question, this burning question that so many clients have asked us just recently and over the years. They never stop asking, do I have enough money to retire? That's why years ago we wrote a book, John and I did, called Money Enough for Life, because really that was the burning question that people were asking all the time. Do I have enough money to last me as long as I do? Well, we wrote that book. We'd love to be able to get a copy in your hand. So if you enjoy our show and would like to read that book, it's simple to read at no cost to you. Instead of getting on Amazon and paying for it, we'll ship it to you, and we'll even sign it if we think of it and send it to you. Money Enough for Life. But you need to text the word book, B-O-O-K, to 615-488-9303. And it'll probably answer quite a few of the questions that we're even touching on here today. But step number four, we're talking about these steps that you need to take in order to answer that question, do I have enough money to retire? Number four, don't discount, John, don't discount Social Security, because most people's pensions have gone away. So this is really the one pension they have left.
Social Security is like a pension. And we tell folks that your retirement income plan, the cornerstone of that really starts with Social Security. So, you know, Social Security, a lot of folks, I mean, they know and they realize, Pete, that they've put money into it. But a lot of times I don't think that they realize how much money has been put into it. And of course, the government refers to it as an entitlement program. We don't consider it an entitlement program. We consider it an asset. But here are the numbers. Between you and your employer, you put in 12.4% of your income every single year went into Social Security. And so you wouldn't invest 12.4% of your annual income in any investment and then not want the most out of it. Right. And so Social Security can be very complicated. Do you take it at 62? Probably not. I mean, everyone's situation is different. Do you take it at full retirement or do you take it till 70? There's a lot of moving parts. This is part of the analysis that we do for folks, Pete, is not just a Social Security analysis, but we look at, if you don't take Social Security until 70 or full retirement, how does that impact your lifestyle? If you're retired, where does your income come from? Does that put undue pressure on your portfolio? There's a lot of moving parts to consider.
Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes people will ask, will Social Security even continue to be around? Recently, there was an analysis done on this, and it showed that it's unsustainable right now. But we actually feel like somehow, some way, the government has to make sure that that is there. Now, some of the great ways to benefit from it, and ways to take it to kind of maximize it, they may go away some. It could be that if you're younger, it's going to be longer and longer before you will actually be able to take it first. But we believe it is going to be there and that you need to treat it with utmost priority and importance. And we'd love to be able to help you with that. So one of the things, again, that we love to be able to provide for you is education and resources. That's what this show is really all about. Getting things in your hands, getting things that you can write down to learn, because education is power and it helps you make informed decisions that are going to give you a better fighting chance to really win when it comes to retirement. So on our beaconcm.com, that's beaconcm.com website, there's a tab called Helpful Resources, and there's a bunch of free downloads that are not there for us. They're there for you. One of them is Guide to Social Security and Retirement. At least that's helpful information for you to consider as kind of, you know, something easy to read. It doesn't take very long, maybe 15 minutes to sit down, and it's worth it. It's an investment in your future and retirement. If you'd like to get a hold of that, then you can go to beaconcm.com and just download that. And again, it's totally free to you, called Guide to Social Security and Retirement. If you're now just joining us, kind of breaking into this show halfway through, we are Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. We are answering this question, do you really have enough money to retire? And so the point that we were just on right now was, don't discount Social Security. And then number five, and I think this is so, so important. It speaks to the importance of having the right financial coach. And so number five is work with a financial advisor that you trust.
Yep. And I think it's really important that people understand that it's about trusting your advisor, but it's also about finding an advisor that you align with their philosophies and they align with yours.
Yes.
You know, really, this is the best way for you to feel confident that you're going to have enough money to retire. And there's kind of three or four or five, but we'll go over three predominant ones today, qualities that you need to look for in an advisor. The first one is a good listener. Do they listen to you? Have they given you the opportunity to walk into their office and explain to them what your goals and objectives are? What are the things that you're concerned about? And then have they turned that information around and crafted a plan that addresses that specifically for you and your family? Could you really say that right now, that they were a good listener and they crafted your plan around what your goals and objectives were? So that's an important question, Pete. And then there's a couple of other ones.
Yeah, so being a good listener, you know, your financial coach is kind of like a counselor. They're your financial counselor. And to be a good counselor, you need to be a very good listener and take really good notes and really hear what the client, that's you, is saying. And so I can't speak enough about how important that is. If you have somebody that you're meeting with, and 80% of the time in the meeting, they're doing the talking, and you got 20%, you really don't have a good listener there. You need someone that will really listen well, and they're not just someone who simply pays lip service to it. Number two of these three qualities that we were talking about, John, are they up to date on the latest financial trends? Do you feel like they have a good pulse on what's happening right now?
Absolutely. And can they explain that to you and show you
in simple
trends.
Terms.
Right. In simple terms that you can understand. And then I would say also, are they well-rounded as opposed to only being good at one thing? Well, how do you know that? Well, I think a good comparison is, like in Beacon's case, we help people with Medicare and Social Security and income plans and insurance planning. We help them with, you know, planning for growth. And
taxes and estate planning.
And estate planning. And so to us, that's what full service planning looks like. It's basically anything that touches or impacts your financial life that the advisor and or the firm you work with has got a resource for that. Because sooner or later, every one of those things is going to come up in your retirement.
Yeah. And here at Beacon, we get to know you and your family. We want to gain a true understanding of your needs and what your values are. We also know that one detail in your retirement plan affects all the others, which is why we made the decision early on, as John says, to be a firm that catered to not just one of your retirement needs, but all of them in a one-stop shop where we help people with income, investments, tax planning, health care planning, and estate planning. Working with us means that your wealth management, your health care planning, that income, tax, legacy will all be taken care of under one roof. And we are fiduciaries, which is in a nutshell means that we must act in your best interest. We'd be honored to help you and talk with you and answer any questions and even put together a customized retirement plan to give you just a free second opinion. Give us a call today. There's no obligation. Just call us at 615-488-9303. 615-488-9303.
That's right. The number 615-488-9303. You can also request a meeting at beaconcm.com. Well, up next, we'll reveal what I personally think is the best way to make sure you have enough money to retire. And the good news is anyone can do it right now for free. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies, and when it comes to retirement, none of us want to retire and feel like we've missed something. If there's one thing we know, it's that retiring successfully never happens by accident. And that's why we developed the Retirement Income Planning Checklist. Get your free copy today by calling 615-488-9303.
Welcome back to Beacon Retirement Strategies. Pete Benson here, one of your co-hosts. The other is John Maxson. We are the business partners who own Beacon Capital Management, been in this area over 20-plus years. We have several offices around Middle Tennessee, Murfreesboro, Mount Juliet, Hendersonville, Franklin area. I think we have an office near all of you, and we're answering this question, the mother of all questions when it comes to retirement planning, and that is, do I have enough money to retire? How do I know when I have not only enough money to retire, but I have all the other things buttoned up properly? We'd love to be able to help you with that. And if the best way for you to do that is just set up a 15-minute strategy session with one of our team members at our office, so you can just sit home and the comforts of your own home and just kind of get an idea of how we help people, we'd love to do that. So you can reach out to us, call 615-488-9303, or you can connect with us at beaconcm.com. Well, so far, if you've been hanging with us, we've talked about five steps to money enough to retire. We've kind of gone over, and John, let's go through those very quickly. Number one, understand your current financial position. That's the starting place. Let's find out where you're at.
Yep, absolutely. And then you want to estimate what your life expectancy is. You want to, no one knows what their life expectancy is for sure, but you can look at your family health and your parents, if they are past or still alive, how old are they? So estimating your life expectancy is really important.
Absolutely. Consider when you might possibly be able to retire and then where your income will come from. And that second part is really the main thing, is where will your income come from and is it sustainable?
Yep. And that plays into making sure that you don't discount Social Security, that you get the most out of that asset that you can. And finally, that you work with a financial advisor that you can trust and is going to work in your best interest versus theirs. So number six, Pete, and this is one that's not very popular with a lot of people, but super important. You want to make sure you budget and track your spending.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is imperative. This isn't a maybe. You have to do this because you have to know where your money is going to, and you've got to understand what you need to have money for. And so it doesn't have to be a difficult thing. Many people don't have a formal budget. According to CreditDonkey.com, only 32% of U.S. households prepare for a monthly budget. And no wonder that so many people are going under and falling behind and owe way too much on far too much junk that they bought unnecessarily. You need to have a spending plan. If you don't like the word budget, call it a spending plan. You have to have a plan of where you're going to spend that money. And so one of the things that I know our financial advisors do at Beacon, and we have 9 or 10 advisors that meet with people on a regular basis, is they will help you build that budget. If you say, well, I don't even know where to start. I've never had a budget, never needed to have a budget. In retirement, though, it's not like you can, like, you know, work extra hours, take a second job, any of those kind of things. You don't want to do that. So you need to have a budget and at least be able to track, you know, that you're coming fairly close to what that is. So at Beacon, any of our advisors would love to sit down with you. And they've done this with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of families in this area and know exactly how to do that for you. So the safest bet is to assume that your spending will remain the same in retirement. But maybe it isn't. It's all different with everybody. And so we'd love to be able to help you put that together. So having a budget, very, very important. And then number seven, John, in these steps to help people get to where they really know that they're ready for retirement is gather a list of specific investments and all your assets. You need to know what you have.
Yeah, absolutely. And typically, you only want to count assets that meet this criteria that are investable assets. Mm-hmm. You know, this is going to include things like stocks, mutual funds, bonds, you know, cash, assets that can or will be sold for investment. So this would be like, for example, if you owned a business, if you were a business owner and you were getting ready to sell that business for a certain amount of money, that's another way. But there are others as well, Pete, but getting a list of specific investments and assets that can potentially be used in retirement for income or really any other purpose is really important.
Yeah, and I can think of a client that I talked to not long ago, and their whole idea was that they were paying down on a rental property, still getting rent from that during their working years. Now, some people want to keep those for income because rental property can be a good fairly sustainable income in retirement in addition to pension, Social Security, and other investments and so on. But then I've had quite a few clients, and one recently that I talked to, that their whole idea was that they wanted to sell that so that it would be more liquid in retirement and put that into something that had dividends and interest that could pay good interest. But if they needed to reach in and get it, they could, because real estate is not very liquid. So again, everybody's situation is different, but getting a list of the specific investments and then our advisors working with you to help you understand how is that going to be utilized in retirement. And a lot of times in your working years, you have investments that are more to be for long-term growth, which is certainly where they need to be. And then when you get to retirement, maybe some of them still need to be in long-term growth products, but others need to be more income generating. And John, that's what we run into, is people really don't know, because they've now had to do that in their working years, how to find those income generating products.
That's right. It's a new chapter. It's a new season. It's one that they've never been in before. And finding that income is really important, because that's what's going to sustain your retirement. But Pete, the other thing I would add to that is finding the kind of income that has the least tax consequence to your retirement as possible. That's and good. So you can't really just put it all into one lump sum and say, well, I've got $1 million. It's going to produce. You want to look at the tax purpose.
And income that's reliable.
That's right.
That will
that's
sustain
right.
you, because
right.
some of it can be very volatile.
That's exactly right. So, well, if you boil it down, our mission here at Beacon Capital Management is to help you to solve the problem, how to make your money last throughout retirement, supporting your lifestyle and the things you always dreamed about. The easiest check we have to offer you, with no commitment, no obligation, is what we call our financial plan checkup.
Yeah, absolutely. And in your financial plan checkup, you'll see your future retirement laid out just right in front of you. Based on your current portfolio, as well as your personal dreams and goals, we're going to show you what number you should be aiming for. And that number being how much income per year factored in for inflation. And then what a solid income plan really looks like for you to make it all the way through retirement. And if there are opportunities for savings, John, you had mentioned it just a few minutes ago, on taxes and on fees, which we consider kind of the two thieves in your money bucket that leak out a lot of money that people are unaware of.
A lot more than what people realize. The best part is we give this to our listeners who have saved over $250,000 for retirement with no cost or no obligation. It's completely free. It's a very simple process. You can actually set up a phone call to get some more information. Call us at 615-488-9303. We have four convenient locations to meet with you: Franklin, Cool Springs area, Murfreesboro, Hendersonville, and Mount Juliet. Our number, one more time, 615-488-9303.
Yeah, one more thing before we close out here today. We'd still like to point you to that retirement savings calculator. Go to askbeaconnow.com. We'd love for you to get on there. There's no cost for that. And put in your information, and maybe it will help you get closer to the finish line, even, just while you're waiting to meet with one of our advisors. Again, askbeaconnow.com and the retirement calculator. Well, our time is up for this week. We hope you had as much fun listening as we did sharing all these thoughts with you. Hope it's been helpful for you. Feel free to call us anytime, not just here on the weekend, but anytime during the week. 615-488-9303. If you'd like to learn more of the ways that we could help you, or just have some general questions, or you can go to beaconcm.com. Until next week, I'm Pete Benson with John Maxson from Beacon Capital Management. Thanks for listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies. And remember this: peace of mind in retirement requires a plan.
Investment advisory services offered through Beacon Capital Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Beacon Capital Management, LLC is not affiliated with any other entity referenced in this broadcast. This is for general information only and is not intended to provide specific investment advice or recommendations for any individual. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Insurance products and services are offered through Beacon Insurance and Health, LLC, Beacon Insurance, an affiliate of Beacon Capital. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing carrier. This radio show is a paid placement.